Kia ora tātou, nō reira, te whare, inga iwi, inga reo, inga hawe whā, tēnā koutou katoa. Greetings, honourable members. The House is in committee.
Assistant Speaker Ross Robertson opening Tuesday night sitting after the dinner break, with the House sitting as a committee of the whole for the tail end of the part-by-part debate on the Misuse of Drugs Amendment Bill. That was completed in short order, with Part 2, containing the government's amendments banning synthetic cannabis products such as Chronic, passing by 105 votes, defeating the 13 of the Greens, 3 ACT MPs and Chris Carter.
We now move to the Appropriation 2011-2012 Estimates Bill.
While he waited for the government to provide a minister to take the chair next to him at the table, Ross Robertson reminded members of the parameters of this annual debate.
Honourable members, the standing orders provide for 8 hours of debate on the estimates. Each member may have no more than 2 speeches of 5 minutes on each vote.
Debate has to concentrate on the government's current spending plans.
As each vote is reached, a question will be put that the vote stand part. At the conclusion of the 8 hours of debate, any remaining votes and the remaining provisions of the bill will be put as one question.
Mr. Robertson said the government had made all votes available for debate, beginning with vote audit, attracting a call from Labor's finance spokesman David Cunliffe.
Mr. Speaker, thank you very much for the opportunity to open this section of the debate and the committee stage of the Appropriations 2011-12 Estimates Bill. Mr. Speaker, it is very important at this juncture that this House and our country understands the crossroads presented to us by the estimates that are in this debate.
Sorry to interrupt the member. There may be a misunderstanding. The question is that the vote audit. So it's audit. Is the member speaking to the audit?
He wasn't, so Mr. Robertson went down through the list until he got a call from the Greens on vote tourism.
The honourable member, Russell Norman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you very much for that that kind invitation to speak. I wanted to take a call on tourism because I think that it is, it's been one of the developments of this government that the Prime Minister has chosen to take on the portfolio of tourism. There were a lot of other options he could have had. He could have chosen science and technology or whatever, but he chose tourism. And, of course, one of the reasons he chose tourism is that it's such an important export industry for our country. In fact, over the last decade, it was our biggest export earner, even ahead of dairy, even though year on year now dairy has got ahead of tourism. And the reason why tourism is such a big export earner, of course, is built on our clean green brand. The brand, of course, has been 100% pure. The latest version is 100% pure you. And that's built on the fact that New Zealand has a fantastic natural environment.
Greens co-leader Russell Norman speaking in the estimates debate on vote tourism, with Deputy Prime Minister Bill English deputising for the Minister of Tourism, John Key. The debate was interrupted by the adjournment on Tuesday night, with just under 6 hours remaining. I'm Tom Fruin, and this programme was brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.